Democrats in the Michigan Senate have unveiled a new package of legislation aimed at data center developments, and it's regulating these centers. They say they want tech companies to come to the state, but they have to take steps to protect the environment and residents. And obviously, the data center issue is a big one. And talking about it with us today is State Senator Mallory McMorrow, also running for U.S. Senate here in the great state of Michigan. Senator, good morning. It's good to have you.
Good morning. Good to be back.
Why now the time to come out with these regulations for data center development? We've seen states across the country kind of reap the benefits of these massive centers. Why should we more heavily regulate these and look at them more with a cautious eye?
Look, I can tell you that all of our constituents across our districts, and this is happening on the aisle, are raising the alarm about feeling like data center development is happening too quickly, that it is too often happening to communities instead of with communities. So our package of bills would create the strongest data center regulations in the entire country, ensuring that Michigan residents' energy rates won't go up, that the data center companies would be required to bring new renewable energy onto the grid for all of us to benefit. It cannot harm Michigan's air or water, must use local labor, and deliver real tangible results for the community, so that if this is something that the community wants, it is done on the community's terms, not on these tech companies' terms.
And I was going to ask you about that, Senator, because the bills require community benefits agreements, and critics say that could slow down or discourage investment, but supporters say it ensures that you get that local buy-in, that local consent. How do you respond to that trade-off?
So we're building in language that would put some time limits on the amount of time required for, a contested rate case, for example, to be put in place. But there are companies who will have billions upon billions of dollars to invest in building out data, and they should be required to be good community citizens. And we also want to remove NDAs, so make sure this is not done in secrecy. The community should have a real seat at the table here and ensure that it benefits the community.
And so what's the next steps in this bill? Is there support in Lansing for this?
So it's been really exciting. We introduced these bills last week. We've seen the governor come out in support of the legislation, and even Republican Speaker Matt Hall saying that he is open to taking a look at it and knows that we need to do something to regulate data centers. So this feels like one of the few issues right now where it cuts across party lines. Michiganders are increasingly calling out for legislators to act here, and we're proud to be at the table.
I know Senator Jim Runstad is calling for a one-year moratorium on data centers altogether. You see that as responsible or caution or overreaction to the new technology?
I think that's an overreaction from the state level. There are some municipalities across the state who are implementing their own moratoriums, and if that is right for your community, you should. There are some other communities who do see the windfall and the benefit of bringing in some of these companies. And from the state level, we don't want to put our thumb on the scales for what is right for the community. We want to give community leaders the tools they need to ensure that they have the support to do this properly.
So if Michigan should set the terms, as you put it, for these data centers, how do we balance the regulations with making sure? I mean, we've seen, for example, chip companies that were heavily looking at Michigan and those plans didn't materialize. So how do we stay competitive in these projects and that these companies don't go, all right, well, Michigan is a roadblock and now we have to go somewhere else?
Yeah, it's a great question. Look, the project that you're referring to was the SanDisk chip facility that was hopefully going to receive a large CHIPS Act award that was created under the Biden administration. Donald Trump came in his second presidency, and right off the bat, he was critical of the CHIPS Act program, and the company said that due to the uncertainty of that funding in particular, they were no longer going to come to the state. So the way that we're looking at this is if we can put these guardrails in place right now, it gives companies what they need more than anything else, which is consistency. You will know the rules of the road. You will know how to engage in the state in the proper way. And if we do this right from the state level, it will actually speed up the timeline for decision making and make it clear how to do business in Michigan without that inconsistency that too often poses.
You're also a candidate for U.S. Senate. So does that kind of change how you approach an issue like this where you have environmental and economic and political concerns all kind of intersecting?
You know, what has been great is I've been campaigning now across the entire state for well over a year. So being able to bring that perspective into even developing this bill package where I'm hearing from Michiganders all across the state. I'll give you an example. I was at a building trades breakfast, and there was a guy who said, you know, he's going to benefit from these data center builds out. He's excited about the job and the job security. But he asked, how do I know that the thing that I'm building won't be used to surveil me and my family and won't be used to drop bombs in other countries? That is a heavy, heavy question, which is why on my campaign on the federal side, I rolled out comprehensive AI policy to talk about AI and job disruption, AI safety, because it's not just the data centers, it's what the data centers are for. And it's been really cool to see that the campaign has given me the ability to talk to more Michiganders in a way that I think informs this bill package to meet this moment.
I'm curious to know what it's like from your perspective and being a part of one of the most high-profile primary races in this country. Obviously, a three-way race for you on the Democratic side ahead of the primary here in August. What is that like? Where do you feel like you stand? We talked to Steve Mitchell, for example, last week and this week about the poll that showed that you were 6 points behind. Your campaign pushed back against that. Do you feel like that's where you're at this point, or do you feel like you're much more in the race?
Very much in the race. We're really excited. We're actually up on TV with our first ad today. And especially in this primary, the entire country is watching. And I feel like there is sort of a false bias with Abdulmed. You've got a candidate who promises a lot of big things, who has never won an election before. And then with Haley Stevens, you've got somebody who's backed by Chuck Schumer, who still takes corporate PAC donations, who isn't doing any public events. So there's either this idea that you have to accept the status quo or take a risk on somebody who's never done it before. And with our ad up today, I'm introducing myself to so many voters to say, there's a different path. I'm somebody who has won tough elections. I've built real power, and I know how to do the job. And, you know, this data center package is an exact example of that. So we got 6 weeks left, and I'm going to go win this thing.
Are you going to take any days off during that 6 weeks? Any plans to go to Traverse City, hit a beach, anything like that?
Maybe a half day to do my laundry.
Right, you know.
Running all the way through the tape to make sure that, you know, I got clean socks.
Something's got to keep going.
Fair enough.
That's right.
Fair enough. State
That's
Senator
right.
Mallory McMorrow, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you got it. But it is. It's a sprint now.
It is.
I mean, it's getting down to crunch time.
It's in the home stretch, baby.
And again, like being a part of a race like this, right, whoever comes out on top is going to be – you know, they're going to have a lot of support behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And there is going to be a coalescing, I would imagine. But it's not, I mean, there's a little bit of bad blood in this.
Oh,
in this Democratic primary.
It's which, drama.
Which I think adds to the intrigue.
It does.
Just from a spectator's perspective. I enjoy it. Coming up on the other side, Matt Hall, the Speaker of the House, joins us. We are talking potential funding and defunding for hospitals. It's next.